Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about the benefits of in-person meetings, relationships.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Just that, like, when is it appropriate to meet people in the business context in person? And what is the benefit of that? And how do you utilize that in the best possible way? I realize that especially in today's world and especially with our audience and our listenership, like, we're such tech people oftentimes that we love to utilize more and more technology to reach more and more people. We love automation to scale things up. And all that shit is amazing. We too have a particular soft spot and have talked about this many times on the podcast on the benefits of doing things that don't scale, the benefits of human interaction, relationships, the benefits of having a brand that's particularly human. And I don't know, I've had this conversation recently with a few people on like very sales specific on how, when and how to meet in person and what the benefits and downsides of it is. So I thought it would be a fun episode for us to break down, share some tactics, and just open up the minds of some of the people that are listening to this that are not used to meeting their customers or their users or anybody really within the business context frequently in person.
You might be reading my mind here.
Huh.
Because we didn't talk about this until we just jump in, because, you know, I'm sure the listeners by now know.
That's how we do it.
Yeah. And I don't know. I was talking to somebody. I barely remember who in literally the last couple days. And we were talking about, you know, hey, in-person meetings are good. And this sounds obvious, but it's weird because my company is a remote company. All my companies are remote companies, and that's on purpose. And we don't meet as a team. We don't even do retreats or anything. We've never done them at that company, at the companies I currently work on. And I was just talking to somebody, and I was like, it's nice to meet in person. And I think there's something where in the past I wouldn't have agreed. And I've always felt like I could get things done without meeting in person. Even especially with like Google Hangout and Skype and this video stuff and all these things that you can use, Zoom and all this stuff. What I'm realizing though is like there are things that you just accomplish faster or accomplish with more depth when you can meet somebody in person. And, you know, I think they go across many different areas of life. One is like friends, right, in general. But you can go to business, right? Because like, again, you're right. Like a lot of people listening might have remote companies and all that kind of stuff, and that's a trend. But there's this aspect of being able to see somebody and literally be in their presence that's a change. It's different. It's not the same as, like, you know, talking to them on the phone or seeing them on a Google Hangout or something. You get to actually experience that sort of physical aspect of them, whatever that means, right? I'm not saying you, like, touch them or anything like that. I'm just saying that, like, you're in each other's space in a way that you're not when you're remote, and that can create a different cadence, a different set of emotions, a different set of conversation. I find this extra important when you're looking to accomplish something with a person, whether it's a sales sort of thing, and, you know, meeting in person builds trust in that case, I would assume you would say, right, Stelly?
Yeah.
In a way that might not happen on the phone in other ways, email and things like that. And then when you're with your team, meeting in person can really help you understand each other, because a lot of the context is lost when you're on a Hangout or when you're on the phone or when you're in email or when you're on Slack. And context meaning, like, we have people on our team that come across, especially some people in engineering, that come across as very aggressive when they write, just because they're short on time and they're very, like, short sentences and very specific, and they can be abrupt because there's less, like, a feeling that you can understand. But if you met these people in person, one of them, he's just like a teddy bear, literally. Like, if you met him, you'd think he's a teddy bear, but he's this engineer that's very short and precise and, you know, all that on comments, and sometimes abrasive it could come across as, right? And he's a teddy bear. if you met him in person, you'd be like, if you see him on a hangout, you're like, this is a teddy bear. there's no ill will there, right? So I think in person helps you set context, level set, and gives you this appreciation for the person and the relationship and what you're looking to accomplish. That's, I think, actually hard remote. And this is hard for me to admit because I like remote.
I mean, I love remote. So I couldn't agree more with you. I think, first of all, when you meet somebody in person, it's a more context-rich interaction. You have more communication channels because you don't just hear their voice. You don't just even see...